Imagine meeting a priest who knows what you said at home, what you thought, even what you did years ago. That's what happened to several people in today's accounts. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, on May 25th, as is our tradition, we will carry prayer intentions to Pietrelcina and entrust them in prayer on Padre Pio's birthday. If there is something on your heart, you may send it through the link in the description. Today I'd like to share some short anecdotes from Padre Pio's life, the kind that don't always make it into the collections of his most famous miracles, but are, in my opinion, just as fascinating. These stories come from the book Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom by Giuseppe Cacciopoli. Let's dive right in. A woman from Pesaro, the wife of a laborer, testified that she brought her deaf and mute daughter to Padre Pio. He cured her instantly. In an outburst of gratitude, the woman took a gold chain from the child's neck, the only object of value that they owned, and gave it to Padre Pio as an offering for Our Lady. When she returned home, she told her husband everything. However, to her distress, her husband flew into a rage. He said that she should have chosen something else, not the gold chain he himself had given to his daughter. The next morning, they found a gold chain resting on the bedside table. An elderly, illiterate woman from a small town in northern Italy traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to confess to Padre Pio. But she did not speak proper Italian, only some rare dialect from her region. When the little confessional window opened, she heard Padre Pio ask in her own dialect, "When was your last confession?" Thinking that a joke was being played on her, she moved a curtain to see who was on the other side. It was Padre Pio, who said, still in dialect, "What are you looking at instead of confessing?" She made her confession and said it was as though she were confessing to her parish priest back home. A man named Giuseppe Cassano from San Giovanni Rotondo went to Padre Pio to share the news of his upcoming wedding. He planned to marry on September 12th. Padre Pio told him plainly, "No, you will marry on September 8th. When Giuseppe returned home, his mom told him, "Son, you can't marry on the 12th because your cousin has already chosen that date for her wedding. We might have to choose the 8th. Giuseppe then told his mother that Padre Pio had already told them. This next one was shared by a fellow friar from San Giovanni Rotondo, Brother Constantino. He said that Padre Pio was praying in thanksgiving after Mass when he approached him. He explained that a man who was in a hurry wanted to confess to him. Padre Pio told him to wait a little. After a while, Brother Constantino came back with the same request. Padre Pio replied, "He made the Lord wait 25 years before deciding to confess, and he cannot wait 5 minutes for me?" Brother Constantino went back to the man and asked for some patience. The man explained, "I am a chauffeur, and people are waiting for me in the car. I need to see Padre Pio. It has been 25 years since my last confession." A young woman traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask a grace for her husband, who had become completely blind. Padre Pio told her that her husband's only hope for salvation was to remain blind, as reparation for beating his own father. When the woman returned home, she told her husband what she had heard. The husband was hesitant at first, but then admitted that when he was 16 years old, he had badly beaten his father with an iron rod. A man named Nicola Labanca was a childhood friend of Padre Pio. One day, many years later, as a married adult, he suffered from a terrible toothache. His wife, Philomena, had a great devotion to Padre Pio. She pointed to a framed picture of him on the wall and suggested he pray to his childhood friend. But Nicola was in such pain that instead of praying, he began to curse. In frustration, he picked up a shoe and threw it at the picture. Years later, Nicola found himself in Padre Pio's confessional. After listing his sins, Padre Pio told him that there was still something to confess. Nicola was confused. Padre Pio then said, "How about when you threw a shoe at me?" And finally, one more involving a picture. A man once told Padre Pio, "My wife kneels every night in front of your picture and asks for your blessing." "Yes, I know," Padre Pio answered. "And you laugh at her when she does that." It was true. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.